I thought to celebrate the relaunch of GetSignOff.com, our design collaboration tool which enables designers and clients to work together to ensure a design gets signed off. I thought to celebrate that relaunch, what I would do is share with you a few thoughts about that collaboration process, and in particular, the client feeding back to the designer about what they think about a design. It's very easy to, when feeding back on a design, just to kind of wade in with personal opinion, really. But that's not the right kind of questions and the right kind of responses you need to be giving. Instead, you need to be focusing on certain key questions. Does the website design meet your business objectives? And if not, why not? Does it meet the needs of your target audience? And again, if not, why not? Is the visual hierarchy of the page correct? Is your eye drawn to the right information at the right time? Is the design in line with your corporate branding? Is it what you expected from previous mood boards or wireframes that you've seen? And does it line up with the kind of values and words you want to use to describe your brand and your website? So there you go. Think of it slightly differently. Try and move away from personal opinions and instead focus on things like business objectives, your target audience, your branding, all of those kinds of things instead. It'll be much more beneficial and lead to a much better website if you try and stay objective in the process. So there you go. While you're at it, check out GetSignOff.com. Not only is it a great collaboration tool, it's also got a brilliant blog there, which kind of addresses many of these kinds of issues about designers and clients working together.